Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. We're joined by the head coach of North Butler Clarksville Boys Wrestling, Adam Holm, as NBC prepares for the upcoming state qualifying meet coming up on Saturday. And they'll be headed over to Edgewood-Colesburg for that state qualifying meet. And coach, how you feel your wrestlers have progressed in your recent competitions to be ready for your biggest tournament of the year?
I think we're getting them ready. I think there's a couple tweaks we still need to do. We're up at Clear Lake this last weekend and fell short of taking first, and we made a couple mistakes in matches that we're trying to just fix for this weekend so we don't make the same mistakes, but just trying to get them mentally ready for Saturday and see how it comes out.
And for your team, a lot of wrestlers having really good seasons. What a year for Jackson Shue at 113.
Yeah, he's really performing well. He's one that took a couple lumps this last Saturday that we're trying to just fix so he doesn't put himself in a bad position again and get caught. And just trying to get his mindset that you don't have to try to go big when you're leading and stuff like that. But he's performed really well this year, and we're pleased how he's handling being on the varsity squad.
And then Jack Bartell at 138, the junior with 35 wins at this point.
Yeah, he's really performing. Jack kind of gets in his own head sometimes during matches, but we're trying to fix that and trying to get his mentality. Like, same thing, it's like he tries to go big when he doesn't need to and kind of gets in trouble. He'll be ready to go on Saturday. We're just going to try to fix a couple things and prepare him the best we can.
Also part of your over 30 wins club, Evan McCormick at 144, 31 for him in his sophomore season.
Yeah, he's performing really well. He kind of took a couple lumps right away during the beginning of the season, and he's progressing a lot farther. There's a couple kids we saw Sumner Fredericksburg early in the year. We saw Sumner Fredericksburg this last time, and he didn't take a back seat to the kid and gave him all he wants. And he's doing great. We're happy his progress and excited to see how he does on Saturday.
And then Peyton Noel at 165, also 31 wins for him in his junior season.
Yeah, he's doing outstanding. Couple things we need to tweak with him too, but he's great defensively and has some great attacks and stuff like this. So we're really pleased how he came, especially off an injured year last year.
For your team, how you been managing this week leading up to the state qualifying meet on Saturday in the room?
We're just trying to tweak a few things and not try to get too much to them. It's late in the season and we can't really try to implement anything new or anything like that. We're just going to give them what they know and drill a lot of the stuff we've been teaching them and giving them the ability to go out there and perform on Saturday.
From a technique aspect on Saturday, is there something you want to see your wrestlers really execute on to be at their best in their matches?
Yeah, just keep rushing through positions. Sometimes we give up a takedown and have to come back to get back in the match, but we're just trying to get them to wrestle through tougher positions and understand that not every match is going to be something they can handle. They're going to have to battle and fight all the way through Saturday.
As a veteran coach leading this program, what's your message to your wrestlers on Saturday, bearing in mind that even if they lose that first match, they still have the chance to be able to wrestle back to achieve their ultimate goal?
It's all about mindset right now. It's like we're just trying to get them their mindset ready and be ready to go each match. And if it doesn't go their way, just be prepared to have that wrestle back match. And even in the first and second, if you lose, you can't get disheartened. And 30 minutes later, more likely you're going to have your wrestle back match. And just get your mind set and ready to wrestle it any time that we have to step on the mat.
Final thoughts, Coach, as this NBC boys wrestling team continues to represent these communities at a high level and has a chance to do that in the biggest tournament of the year on Saturday.
Yeah, we're just going to try to go out and make everybody proud and leave it all on the mat.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck to you and these NBC wrestlers on Saturday at the state qualifying meet over at Edgewood-Colesburg. Good luck to you and the team.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate you.